episode 1296, My Grace is Sufficient for You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I pray that you have been having a blessed and full weekend. I have personally been enjoying family time. Yes, we are on vacation, and there's nothing like taking a breather and just allowing God's grace to overwhelm you. My grace is sufficient for you. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when you're going for your goals and reaching for those dreams, gearing up systems for success, failures confront you. However, God says, my grace is sufficient for you. But does your heart agree? You do not walk alone. You have nothing to fear. Failures and weaknesses, they are a part of the process. They are actually your strengths. Who would think that your weaknesses could be your strengths? Well, it all depends on how you choose to capitalize on it. Since God's grace is sufficient for you, you have nothing to fear unless you choose to clothe yourself in those fears. And we do it, don't we? I do it on a daily basis. What is it that you hesitate most on in your life? Getting healthy? Following that gut-wrenching ache? Changing careers? What is it for you? All these hesitations in our lives lead to weaknesses. But you know who uses your weaknesses most? God. The greatest three-letter word, God. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 says this, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Every weakness you have is an opportunity for God to show his strength in your life. Your weakness is God's currency. Did you hear that? Your weakness is God's currency. When you're facing troubles and struggles, this is the time you cry out, help, help me, Lord. If everything was rainbows and butterflies, how much would you really cry out? Probably not a whole lot. How much would you seek his guidance? Probably not, because you'd have it all put together. How much would you pause long enough to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for these blessings. You would have everything. It would be normal for this to be just all strengths and fabulous rainbows and gorgeous butterflies. So why thank anybody if you've always had it? Your weaknesses can actually propel you forward because it's keeping you in line with God's plan. Did you hear that? It's keeping you in line with God's plan, not your plan. I know for me, I am so good at trying to coordinate and construct and build and just sit here and go, I can orchestrate all of my life. And God says, my plan is better. And in order to keep you on track, yep, you're probably going to fall a little bit. Why? Because then you have to lean on me. You propel and then compel. Weakness is your strength. So when you're having a bad day, remember God says, my grace is sufficient for you. Draw closer to God as he cries out to you. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 11. And I want you to listen specifically to how it is written. But he said to me, meaning God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For I am weak, then I am strong. Did you know that insults are positive? Did you know that hardships can be turned into strengths? Did you know that difficulties can be the rainbows? It can be the other side. Smile today at all your falls, your faults, and your failures, for your weakness is God's currency. God's got this and He's got you. What are you struggling with? Where are your hesitations? What are you trying to bury? What are you trying to run away from that God's saying, no, no, no. Here, I want you. I want your heart. I want your weaknesses. I want it all because it's my strength. I want you to depend on me. He's calling out to you. Will you answer Him today? You are perfect in the strength of your weaknesses, God's currency. Let God cash in today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.